W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More infrastructure funding from the bipartisan law passed last year. President Biden in New York City announcing money to repair the Hudson River tunnels, linking New York City with New Jersey, along with funds to upgrade Amtrak rails.
That's this project and others like it across the country are all about, making investments in America's cities and towns, in America's heartlands, in the rural areas as well. It's about making things here in America again.
President says the tunnel project will create 72,000 jobs. Winter storms are creating new troubles for residents from Texas to the Midwest. Ice and snow are leading to power outages and flight cancellations and delays. More than 1,400 flights have been grounded today. Embattled Congressman George Santos is recusing himself from two of his committee posts. He's facing several probes, including an investigation into his campaign finances. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it the appropriate thing to do. This is ABC News. A new large-scale study looking at the risk of dementia for those over 60 shows many diet and lifestyle decisions could impact someone's chances of developing memory loss or Alzheimer's disease. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton tells us what lifestyle choices made the biggest impact on participants.
Alcohol was a big one, and the people who did the best in this study never consumed alcohol. Diet was actually the biggest factor, and again, healthy diet, lots of vegetables, and low saturated fat. Cognitive activity, which would be something like reading or playing cards, and then social contact, even chatting online, meeting with friends. People who engaged in those behaviors did really, really well as we age.
San Francisco officials are asking state authorities to slow down the rollout of driverless taxis. During tests in the city, some users reported robo-taxis stopping for no apparent reason. Results of the test could determine how quickly other cities move ahead with driverless cabs. Brian Clark, ABC News.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man suspected of killing two women in Green Bay is arrested in Arkansas. The women's bodies were found inside an Eastside apartment Sunday morning. Police say evidence at the scene made them think right away the suspect had headed south. In fact, Arkansas police caught him in a traffic stop by mid-afternoon. Police say double homicides are rare in Green Bay. PFAS pollutants are getting lawmakers' attention. A state Senate committee is holding a hearing today on proposed regulations for the forever chemicals. They're used to make a lot of useful plastic products, but they're polluting Wisconsin's soil and water. Right now, PFAS are not regulated in Wisconsin. Governor Evers, for one, says he wants to change that. In sports, the Bucks host Charlotte tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
The Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Busted Pencils is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Free throw, and that's three for Dom. I'm going to... Tyron takes it up the court, passes it over to Robinson. Moroz is wide open for a drive on the side of the key. Ethan Check is also wide open for a three on the other side, but he opts to pass it back to Moroz, passes it over to Karinko, tries to pass it over to Tyron, but it gets knocked away by West. West passes it back all the way up to the court on the fast break. And Dominic Hill tries to drive after he receives it, but he gets fouled. And it's on Moroz. That's his first foul of the game. It's a three from number five, Jake Thompson.
Little turn of events here, Connor.
Yes. And now that 7-point lead is only a 1-point lead. And just like that, it goes away. It seems like West caught their stride, and this is going to be a bit more of a competitive game than potentially I realized. Beautiful pass by Karinko, or by Moroz to Karinko. But it gets knocked away right after Karinko tries to go up for the shot. They pass it down to the court to Connor Nelson. He passes it up over to number two, Carter Combs, who shoots. It goes away. Daniel Robinson gets the rebound. He runs in the fast break, beats everyone, and gets 2 points. That's 6 points on him, and it's going right back down the court. It was a beautiful pass all the way to Connor Nelson, and he gets a lay-in.
Good hustling by both teams here.
Great hustling. Daniel Robinson has it on the top of the key. He passes it over to Check. He passes it back. They're just playing catch right now, trying to set up a play. Looks like he goes around. They switch position, and he drives to the right, but he gets double-teamed. But that leaves Karinko open for three. That was dangerous. Karinko is good at shooting those, but he just got it right off the front of the rim there. And Carter LaValle is open, left side of the court, and he gets it in for West. That's three, and it's looking like West is up by two now. 15-13. They're double-teaming Ethan Check. They're just double-teaming. It looks like they decided to switch over to a 2-3 zone. Beautiful, beautiful planning by the head coach, Dom LaValle. Ethan drives around. Look, and he gets a foul. Looking like they forgot that Ethan also is an explosive driver. So Ethan's taking advantage of that, going right in the middle of the zone there, drawing a good foul. It's their second foul, second team foul on West. Ethan Check has been pretty good from the line this year. He's missed in some key moments, but for the most part, he's been pretty, pretty good. But here he misses off the right. They Brighton Staub and Tack Tadioka. Looks like Tack is playing tonight. Beautiful. Beautiful to see him back and all well rested and healed. So Brighton comes in for Moroz, and Tack comes in for Karinko. Right now, Carter Combs has the ball at the top of the key. You have a 2-3 zone being played by South. with Daniel and Tyron at the front court. It's a staring match right now. Everyone's just standing there, setting up a pass it over to Dom. He's at the right side. He's double teamed by Dom in the middle, and it leaves a wide open shot for number five, Jake Thompson. He misses. He gets the rebound, and he drives in but draws a foul.
Got to tell you, West is kind of picking up the pace here.
They are. They are. And that's a foul on Tak Tadioka, and that's their second team foul. And so that was a problem with Tak on a couple of the other games, too. Number five, Jake Thompson, he drives in, draws a foul for himself. But anyway, that was another problem that Tak was having in the other games, just drawing too many fouls down there or getting too many fouls down there. But he's shooting two.
Say, have a tendency to get a little rough down in there.
Yeah, he does. He does. And
maybe that's a carryover from his football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say. Yeah, he's an aggressive player, you know. And I think a lot of that has to do with how the refereeing is in high school sports.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, want to make sure that you're not hurting the other players too bad. Daniel Robinson takes it up the court. He passes it over to Check, passes it back to him. Playing catch again. They're calling plays. Tyron goes in the middle. He goes, switches positions on the right side of the court with Check. Tyron's out there. Brian Stobbs open in the side, but they don't pass it. Decide to set up another play. Really good ball movement. Daniel has a long three, a very long three. He misses, but Tak gets the rebound. Beautiful offensive rebound again by Tak, but it gets hit out of bounds. But it's on West, on number two, Carter Combs. Tak takes it out, passes it to Robinson. Brighton stop wide open for three, and he almost gets it, but it banks off the side, and it goes out of bounds. No one's there to recover. And so Jake Thompson's going to pass it in to Carter Combs on West side. Score right now is 17-13 West with 10:30 left in the first. For those of you who are just joining us, Dom has the ball. Dom pulls over. He has a three, but he opts not to take it. Drives over or dribbles over, shoots and misses it. Daniel Robinson takes it up the court. Trey Duncan is now in for Ethan Check, and they pass it around to Tyron, who's wide open for three, and he gets another shot. And so that's
beautiful three-pointer.
Beautiful three-pointer by Tyron. Like I said, Johnny, he is an all-around player. Just an athletic marvel to watch every time. Right now he has five.
All right.
All right. So what just happened there is the ball went off the foot of or the leg of one of the West players. It rolled all the way out of bounds. It looked like Tyron had recovered it, but apparently the ref is saying that it went out of bounds before Tyron had recovered it. Right. So South still has the ball, but it's not a beautiful fast break dunk like how it would have been. But Tyron has the ball right now after taking it into Daniel, passes it over to Brighton. Brighton passes it back. Tyron passes over to Duncan. Tyron is wide open again, but decides not to take it. Duncan drives, tries to pass it out, but it gets taken. Pass gets intercepted, passes it to the front court to Dom Hill, who just goes and plants in a nice layup. That's 19-16. West, Tyron takes it up. He's jogging up the court, setting up a play, looking around, trying to get something good here. Does a nice lob pass to Trey, who's wide open, and another lob pass over to Brighton. He passes it over to Daniel. Daniel over to Tak. Tak takes it up, draws a foul. Beautiful, beautiful communication and passing on that play right there. You know, if every single play is just that, they're going to win this game. It's hard-nosed, bootstrap basketball there, but it's effective. Tak hasn't been the greatest from the line this season, and he goes on to miss that one.
Boy, Waukesha started out just looking so good there. Really had a nice little lead going on, and now they look a little just discombobulated.
A little discombobulated. Tyler Stevenson, number 10, comes in. And number 11, if I can pull up the roster, Kale Ide, he comes in as well. So now the lineup is looking like Dominic Hill, Carter Combs, those two, and then Connor Nelson. They're setting up a play right now. West is. The ball gets passed over to Dominic Hill. Dominic Hill is dribbling it around, trying to see where he can get some holes, but nice cross-court pass over to Stevenson on the other side. Dom drives in. It's a wild step. Makes a lot of space, though. Carter Combs is wide open calling for it, but they don't pass it to him. All right. Dominic Hill has the ball. He drives in. He gets fouled, but it's stripped. They don't call it. The ball rolls down. Trey couldn't get hold of it, but it is South's ball as it gets knocked off the foot of a West player. Carinko comes in for tack as he's building up those fouls, and Trey with a couple of turnovers there gets
nice
subbed in.
Nice hustle on Trey's part. Nice hustle on Trey's part.
Nice hustle on Trey's part, definitely. Check gets put back in the game. Carinko on the side. Check at the top of the key with the ball. Passes it over to Stop. Stop passes it back. Over to Robinson. Over to Tyron, who's wide open on the side and gets another one right in. They really have to lock down on him. It's looking like Bo Richter over here is playing some smart basketball. You know, after them adopting those two threes, he says, you know what, let's just surprise him and let's make it so Tyron can get these open threes. Putting Stop out there as a little distraction. It's good basketball there to make up for this deficit. And now they're up 20-19 on West. Kale Ide has the ball. He passes it over to Dom. Dom passes it over to Stevenson. Right back to Dom. Dom's double teamed slightly. There's a zone being played, a 2-3. It's looking like West hasn't responded to their 2-3 zone yet, so they're just being frazzled. But it's an air ball on Evenson. It was an open shot. And I think that play was designed for him to make that. And he just airballed. I think his hands got a little cold there. I mean,
I think it was designed to be made, huh?
Yeah. I think it was designed for him not to airball, but he did. it was a beautiful shot.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful shot. It was wide open. You know, if he wasn't a good shooter, they shouldn't have put him there, but I shouldn't be saying these things.
I'll tell you that, Mr. Cook, he's got game, man. That guy is just fast and just really good.
Yeah, he is. Carinko pulls up for three and he misses. Yeah, and in every single game that Tyron scores over 20 points, they win. And so Tyron's already about a quarter of the way there. So with a quarter of the game left, a beautiful drive, baseline drive by Dom Hill, who goes beneath the block to get a tip in. This is looking like a repeat of last game, or slightly. They're putting up some more points. They're getting some more scoring done by Connor and LaVale. But it's still mostly a Dom show thus far. Ethan drives, tries to pass it out, but it gets stolen by Carter Combs. Carter Combs passes it over to Dom at three. He drives, another beautiful drive, another foul, I believe. He got hit in the arm, but nothing called. Number 11, Kale I gets fouled driving in. And that was on Brighton Staub. It's his first foul. Kale Ead is his name. And he misses his first three free throw. Evan Stout comes in.
Stop.
Don, if you're listening out in Buffalo. Evan Stout is in.
This winter, Vans Bar and Grill in Manitowoc thanks the men and women of our military. We realize that the freedom we enjoy here isn't free. It came with a price, a debt that we can never repay. So thank you for the ultimate sacrifice, and may God bless America. This message is from Vans Bar and Grill on North 9th Street in Manitowoc. For veterans not with us, may their memory be a blessing. Vans Bar and Grill in Manitowoc is taking this time to say, God bless our flag, God bless our troops, God bless our veterans, and may God bless America.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dipped out about 4 above tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 21. Lows level off around 13. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Highs level off around 21 Thursday with a chance for snow. 6 above, a blend of clouds and sun Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 5 above.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
Going crazy right now.
Dunkin' Donuts there, Connor.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That was a pretty play.
Tyron cooking up some Dunkin' Donuts. We're going to go to break after that. They're on timeout. So stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen,
they started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts, defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
All right, we're back. Number 5, Jake Thompson tries to drive in after being inbound the ball, and he gets fouled. Those of you who are just tuning in, this is our Waukesha Boys Basketball broadcast by WAUK. 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw, with me, Connor, filling in for Don Brown, who, unfortunately, whose mother passed away over the weekend. And, again, thoughts and prayers, all thoughts and prayers go out to Don Brown. And so Jake Thompson shoots a three after getting the pass, but it banks off the back of the iron and goes out of bounds, so it's automatically South's ball.
That guy sure likes that shot, Connor.
He does like the shot. He does like that shot a lot. And
he's made a couple and he's missed several.
You know, that's the nature. That's the nature of the game. As long as you keep that field goal percentage above 50, you should be good. Tyron drives, or doesn't drive. He walks it up the court, passes it over to Brighton Stobbs. Stobbs for three, and he gets it slightly off the back iron. A beautiful pass over to Tyron, who goes right back up to three, but then misses it after it goes off the back iron. Tyron just drives right in, gets his own rebound and drives right in. I thought he was going to dunk there, but he decided to lay it in. I think that was a conscious choice. I don't think that he wanted to posterize him and just couldn't get the air, but it looked like he decided not to at the last second. Dom Hill takes it up the court. He's playing catch with Carter Lavelle in the corner. Carter Lavelle takes the shot in the corner and misses. Daniel Robinson gets the rebound. He passes it up to Tyron. Tyron's the top of the key. Sets a pick for him. Goes out to Brighton Staub. He passes it over to Grinko, who wasn't in position quick enough. And so it goes out of bounds off Grinko, and it is Waukesha West ball.
Tommy kind of muffed that pass, Connor.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was a little bit short by Brighton, but, you know, communication is key. Carter Lavelle has the ball. He passes it over to Dom. Dom drives baseline, gets really beautiful separation after going closer to the baseline, but just can't convert. Beautiful cross-court pass to Daniel Robinson. He goes up, but then it is a... It is a blocking foul on Carter Lavelle. And so Daniel's going to go to the free throw line. Right now he has 6 points or 8 points, I believe.
Robinson really had a chance to put the whip to him there, but he got the foul.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was a pretty obvious blocking. Daniel, you know, he's not very aggressive with his layups. He tends to lay it up on the side with a little curve so it goes right in, doesn't have to put too much force. How you should lay up. Otherwise, you're going to easily, if you go in with too much force, easily not only disorient yourself, but also draw a charge. Carter takes it up the court. Cale Eade has the ball. He passes it over to Don. Don passes it over to Carter. Carter goes over to Connor. Connor misses on the layup. And Tyron gets the rebound. He takes it back up the court. Tyron passes it over to Morose, who's in the corner, wide open. But he passes it over to Daniel, who's also wide open. Shoots a three and two, makes it. It's looking like Daniel Robinson's really, really lighting up tonight, leading the score at 11.
He's got another smooth move. Robinson looks real smooth when he shoots.
Or I shouldn't say leading scorer because he's tied right now with Tyron with 11. After Tyron made those two threes. Charlie Morose takes it out. And pass it over to Ethan Sheck. Ethan Sheck comes to the top of the key and he passes it over to Tyron. Tyron is looking like he doesn't really know what to do right now. It's probably supposed to be a play going on, but Ethan's dribbling. Pass it over to Tyron. That pass almost gets intercepted by Carter, but it doesn't. They retain possession of the ball. They're just playing catch. Him or Tyron and Ethan. Trying to figure out exactly what to do. Robinson sets a pick, but he doesn't take it. He goes the opposite way. Goes over to Tyron, who's in that direction. Tyron drives, passes it out to Charlie Morose, who banks a three off the backcourt.
How about that?
I mean, honest, people say those are luck. I don't believe so. In order to really do that, you have to have a good spin on the ball. Sometimes the angle isn't right, but if you have a good spin, you can pretty much make any shot in the backcourt. So it's a beautiful shot by him. Carter Combs has the ball. He does a beautiful behind-the-back move on Tyron, gets space, but can't turn that space into anything, so he flails out of bounds.
Hook's not giving him any room, playing real aggressive on the defense.
Evenson is taking it in, and it gets just taken by Tyron. Tyron beats everyone. But he can't get a fast break dunk before the half is over. That is the half. It is currently 32-21 black shirts. And like we had said at the beginning of the game, looking like a 10-point differential about, and this is an 11-point differential. So either West is going to figure out a way to catch up and to...
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More infrastructure funding from the bipartisan law passed last year. President Biden in New York City announcing money to repair the Hudson River tunnels, linking New York City with New Jersey, along with funds to upgrade Amtrak rails.
That's this project and others like it across the country are all about, making investments in America's cities and towns, in America's heartlands, in the rural areas as well. It's about making things here in America again.
President says the tunnel project will create 72,000 jobs. Winter storms are creating new troubles for residents from Texas to the Midwest. Ice and snow are leading to power outages and flight cancellations and delays. More than 1,400 flights have been grounded today. Embattled Congressman George Santos is recusing himself from two of his committee posts. He's facing several probes, including an investigation into his campaign finances. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it the appropriate thing to do. This is ABC News.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Temperatures in the double digits below zero last night are still creating challenges in Wisconsin today. Car batteries, tires, and antifreeze can be compromised by temperatures that cold. Police recommend people not leave their cars alone with the engine running. That leaves you vulnerable to someone stealing anything inside your car or driving off with the vehicle. A complaint has been filed against Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Janet Protasiewicz. The complaint alleges Protasiewicz is violating Wisconsin's Code of Judicial Conduct by talking about her positions on issues like abortion, same-sex marriage, and redistricting. Those issues might come before the high court. A UW law professor tells the State Journal Protasiewicz has not crossed any lines. In sports, the Bucks host Charlotte tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
They were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Look through your children's eyes and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey,
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Twenty-seven percent of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus.
All right, and we are back with today's broadcast of the Waukesha Boys basketball or high school basketball here with Connor and Johnny. And they're back from the half. For those of you just tuning in, I'm filling in for Don, who is away because of the unfortunate passing of his mother. He's in Buffalo to pay his respects, and we will pay our respects and our condolences to him.
32-23 with 11:20.
Thank you, Johnny.
In the game.
Yep. And Wes just scored, which brought it down to 9. I had missed who made the basket. But right now, Moroz has the ball, and he passes it over to Ethan Check, who's at the top of the key. Ethan's manning the point position right now. Daniel Robinson, they switch positions. Moroz is at the right side. He passes it over to Ethan Check. Ethan over to Tyron, who's on the left side. He sets a pick, but he doesn't take it. Goes the opposite way. Does a pass over to the right side to Moroz. Moroz tries to pass it over to Kurenko, but it gets knocked out of bounds by Carter Laval.
Number 14 on West, getting a little frisky there.
Mm-hmm. And Ethan Check has the ball. It's passed in by Moroz. Check passed it over to Moroz. Moroz passed it back. They're playing a little catch over here. Ooh, and a beautiful turnaround dribble move, but miscommunication. That was, I would say that's on Ethan's part. He did a really good dribble move to make some space. Should have just took it all the way there and then kicked it out. Kicked it out a little bit too early, a little bit too afraid, tried to kick it out, but Moroz wasn't in position yet, and so went out of bounds. Dom brings it back up the court. He passed it over to Carter. Carter drives in, passes it back out to Connor. Connor passes over to Dom. Dom goes over to Carter Lavelle. He drives in and draws a foul. That foul's on Tommy Kurenko. That's his second foul and the third foul on the team.
I don't know. It looked like Kurenko had it pretty clean to me, but the refs aren't on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, that's standard pretty much every game at this point. And that was missed. That was a missed free throw by Carter Laval. They've been struggling with their free throws the entire game. And that's honestly, I think that's been the difference here. It's always coming down to free throws and fundamentals, but they're only down by 9 right now. And if they would have made some of their free throws, it'd been a bit more of a competitive game. Even 4 points would have put it at 5. It wouldn't be such in a hole. Ethan takes the ball down. He passes it over to Kurenko. Kurenko goes over to Tyron. Tyron goes up back to Check. Check goes to Moroz. Moroz goes to Kurenko. Kurenko goes to Check. And Check goes to Robinson, who's right at the free throw line. And he just jumps right up and
bango!
Nothing but net. That was Jake Thompson who drove and tried to get a floater off, but it didn't go in. Ethan Check takes it all the way.
That's oh,
a
beautiful my God. Move.
Cannot complete, but Tyron is right behind him.
Good hustle on Cook.
Good hustle on Cook. Good hustle on Check.
Yes, sir.
Good hustle all around.
Good offensive boards.
They're just faster than this team. Carter Lavelle has the ball after getting it passed by Dom. Lavelle passes it over to Combs.
Aye, aye, aye.
Carter Combs picks it back up. He has the ball, left-hand side, goes to the right, tries to drive down the middle, but ends up going cross-court. Can't find any room to penetrate. Dom has the ball. He passes it out, but he gets fouled. Or Dom doesn't get fouled. Carter Combs gets fouled after getting it passed to by Dom.
Yeah.
It's on Check. Check just hit him.
Check kind of punched him in the nose.
He kind of punched. He did punch him. And then, well, he did
a little love tap.
Yeah, a little love tap. He hit it on his hand and it looked really aggressive. So that was a foul. Carter Lavelle gets the ball in the inbound. He drives to the side, passes it back out to Jake Thompson. Thompson over to Carter Combs. Carter Combs shoots the shot. Shoots the three and it goes in. That's 36-26 south with 14-27 left in the quarter or in the half. Tyron just runs right past Carter and does a beautiful dart of a pass right in the paint to Ethan Check. He's unguarded. That was just them not getting back fast enough, setting up defense. I mean,
that's a little offensive play.
He's so unpredictable. You just don't expect that from Tyron, but it looks like Tyron isn't even playing at his full capacity right now, too. So Carter Combs has the ball. He passes it up to Dom Hill. Dom Hill drives, crosses. He travels. It was a travel. He's a very, very fast dribbler, so it didn't look like it, but he did take a step before he took that dribble.
Wolverine,
maybe everyone was just hoodwinked because how fast he does.
Looked like he was on his way to Mexico and had a little traveler's check there. Did you get that?
This week it's Schwartz and Fishkin.
But he got caught by the zebra. Not cashing that traveler's check today.
All right. And so they just called the timeout. So we're going to go to a short 30-minute break. We'll be back on the other side. Or 30-second break. We'll be back on the other side.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
All right, inbound is to Daniel Robinson from Moreau's. Daniel Robinson, he walks up the court, setting up, and he dribbles right past Connor and does a near perfect layup, but he does it with the right hand going on the opposite side. And so it hits off the front of the rim. He draws the foul, though, and that's what's most important, especially since he can make these free throws. He gets it off the front of the rim. Should have went up with the left hand there, but doesn't look like he's too comfortable doing that most of the time. So,
and those fouls add up, Connor, towards the end of the game. That hurts.
They do. Yeah, but these men are titans. They can take it. Daniel Robinson, he misses the second free throw, but makes the first one. 39-26, 13-40 left in the half. Carter Combs takes it up the court, passes it over to Lavelle. He passes it right back. Carter Combs shoots a three, and it almost goes in, but it comes right back out. Daniel with the rebound comes right back down. Beautiful pass over to Craig. Oh. He fumbles the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Brinko with the second instance of slippery fingers here in the game. Looking like our centers aren't having the best game. Dom just dribbles around everybody. It's a beautiful play. Beautiful pass over to number three, but he can't convert on the layup on the fast break. But Ethan Scheck does a beautiful Euro step with this gorgeous arc on the layup that just taps off the back board and goes right in. That's when he does convert. He has some of the best moves, but it's always about conversion. But when he does convert, it's like poetry in motion. Dom has the ball at the top of the key right now. He drives in and just decides to take it himself instead of passing. And because he does that, he gets the bucket. And that's...
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Maintenance experience? Take it to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo invites you to its job fair Wednesday, February 1st, 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 4 above. Tonight, under clear skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 21. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 13. Chance for snow Thursday, with highs in the low 20s. A blend of clouds and sun Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 5 above.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
You know, I mean, yes, we will be out of Tyre and we will be out of Daniel, but they take up so much playing time, and which doesn't allow for the other players sometimes to really, really push themselves with what they can do. You know, you have to play to get that experience.
Yep.
And that's kind of the downside of having such an athletic player, at least for the high school programs.
Well, we'll take a W.
Yeah. I guess you take the W, but
right.
I think it is imperative for every kid to be able to have that experience to get better, because a lot of it just comes down to gaining that confidence through trial and error. I know from my experience playing basketball, it was like, if only I was put out there at this specific instance and gained that experience of failure to be able to succeed, but coaches sometimes prioritize winning over that. Dominic Hill takes it up the court on the inbound, passes it out to Jake Thompson, but he misses the three. Daniel Robinson gets the rebound. He passes it all the way up to Tyre. He does a beautiful Euro step and gets right around Carter Combs to get another layup. It's 46-30 Blackshirts. Carter Combs almost gets Tyron with the cross there. He passes it over to Carter Lavelle, who drives in, but passes it back out to Carter Combs. Lavelle has the ball. Dom Hill. He has a beautiful spin move, but he just can't get the kiss off the glass at the right angle, so he just bounces right forward directly in the pot, in the hand of Robinson, who's being double teamed at the side of the court right now, trapped in the corner. They got him.
Triple team.
And he has a beautiful
pass.
It's dark right over to Ethan Check. That's what you do when you get triple teamed. Dom drives in and draws a foul. And one.
48-32 Blackshirts. 10:05 left in the game.
It's looking like Dom just like they're still relying on Dom too much. You know, the other players are setting up. They're passing, they're doing the little things, but when it comes to scoring, Dom is still the only one in whom is converting on that end. I think this West team has the potential to put up and to compete, but they just keep their other players just aren't converting score-wise. Ethan Check takes it out of bounds after two made free throws by Dom Hill. And he doesn't take it out of bounds. He puts it in the... He passes it in from the inbound to Robinson, but Robinson gets fouled by Carter Combs. Like you said, they're getting a little skippy, a little frisky down there.
Chippy,
sorry. They're getting a little chippy down there.
Skippy's peanut butter.
Skippy, I mean, yeah, actually, that wouldn't make any sense. They're nowhere near smooth right now. They're really, really aggressive, and it's costing them in the foul department, and Tyron just jumps right over Carter Lavelle. Pretty much is an entire torso and head above him to get that lay-in, making it 50-33 Blackshirts. Carter Lavelle has the ball at the top of the key, passes over to Dom. Dom goes over to Carter Lavelle again, but he shoots three, misses. Dom drives in, but gets fouled by Ethan Check, it looks like.
You know, I got to tell you, back in the day, there used to be a guy by the name of Oscar Robinson that played for the Bucks. And when Oscar I'm seeing Robinson. Number zero down from Waukesha South playing, he is something else, man. He is fast and smooth.
Yep. Oscar Robinson is a good
big old.
All right, Jake Thompson comes back in for Carter Lavelle. Charlie Moroz comes in. So does Brighton Staub. Right now, your black shirts lineup is looking like Tyron Cook at point, Daniel Robinson at shooting guard, Charlie Moroz at small forward, and then Ethan Cech's playing power, and you got Brighton Staub at center. They're going with a short lineup here. Like I said, that Tyron tries to drive in after trying to set up a play, and he draws the foul. He doesn't make the shot, so he's going to go to the line. Shoot two.
Shooting one.
So, Johnny, what are you thinking about West? Is there any way West could potentially get back in this game? Or
yeah, if they shoot a mother load of three-pointers.
Well, you know, we all hope that that happens on our favorite team. Everyone just ups and pulls a Tracy McGrady, but number five with a shot. I mean, number five, Jake Thompson just shot a three-pointer.
So I had to say it. That was a nice three-pointer there. They just
Ethan Cech falls after that shot, and he's looking a little bit winded there.
It's like number four, number five collided on the court. They're both holding their jaws.
Mm-hmm.
8:44 left in the game. Black shirts 53, West 38.
Didn't quite see what happened. Let's hope he's all right. Tyron Cook's in the backcourt right now. Getting all fancy with the ball. Staring at his defender, square in his eye. Setting up the play. Brighton stomps in the left key. Switches places with Robinson. Brighton's now in the paint and Robinson's in the left key. Robinson's all the way at the top now. He drives, darts in, and just lays it off the backboard, but it's way too harsh coming in, and it comes right back off. And West gets the rebound. There's a foul right there on Charlie Moroz, apparently an offensive foul on Charlie Moroz. I didn't see it. But it's taken and inbounded to Carter Combs. Carter Combs. Pass it over to Jake Thompson. Jake Thompson drives in, and he can't quite get it into the bucket after the layup. No foul call. Tyron drives down over to Ethan. Ethan should have took it up.
He should have just. I mean, it was just wide open.
But he passed it out to Charlie. He thought that. I think Ethan thought he was wide open, but Charlie wasn't. He had a Kale Ide was on him, and so the fast break just disappeared there.
Coach Richter's beside himself. Couldn't believe that happened.
Yeah. I mean, Ethan, like I said, Ethan, when he does convert, he's great, but sometimes he just makes those gaffes and they cost. We have a 15 point lead right now. So it's not costing us very much, but games that are a bit closer that would have cost us. Daniel loses the ball after driving in. And it's on Daniel. It's offensive foul on Daniel. I didn't quite see what happened there, but
7:36 left in the game. Black shirts 53, West 38.
All right, Dominic Hill gets this basket, and we're going to take a short break real quick for station identification.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're back as Brighton Staub shoots a three from the left key and misses off the back iron. Gets his own rebound, but passes it over to Karinko, who passes it back on the top of the key to Cech. And Cech.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.